A very long time ago, more years than I care to remember, I realised that the Christian walk was not about how I started, but how I finished. We all start well, tally-ho, and off we go. But then the problems come. In your fellowship, your church, your life, people don't come up to your expectations. They aren't as holy as you expected them to be. They do things you don't understand and you don't like. Their beliefs differ from yours. You become disillusioned or, dare I say, offended. And it happens, often gradually, sometimes quite suddenly. You've had enough. You cool off. You drop out. We talked about it last time, about deciding about what you want to be, a believer, a follower, or a disciple. And this is how it works out in practice. We start strong. Hallelujah. The skies above seem more blue. Yahoo. Life's exciting. But gradually there follows a period of something like mediocrity and boredom. Not to mention disillusionment, so we won't. Followed by more boredom. A boredom sandwich. And the realisation takes shape that your friends are out partying if you're young. Seemingly finding the world their oyster if you're older. And none seem to experience the difficulties, trials and shortages in life that you do as a Christian. So the question comes, what's the benefit in all this? I could be playing football, doing the ironing, playing hockey, having a lay-in, fill your own blanks in on a Sunday morning. And at that point, we flatline. I'm not about to give you a pep talk or a panacea, come to that. I really do not know the answer to your problem. The point I want to make is that it isn't about how we start this Christian race, but how we finish. It's not about attendance at meetings, getting your card marked, but a living, loving relationship with a person, the lover of our soul, Jesus, and your ability to stay the course. If we don't have a personal relationship with him, we are very quickly going to cool off the whole thing. We may even be foolish virgins. You know what they are. They aren't actually born again. They have religion, but not relationship. Another thing, a causative factor for our disillusionment and lack of enthusiasm, can also be what comes out of our mouths, our declaration of negativity, I call it. Instead of everything being doable, as it is with the Holy Spirit in residence, all we talk about is what we can't do, our inability to do anything. I have some personal goals, and currently they're for my 90th birthday if I reach it. I'm determined to be slim, smart, sharp, sprightly and strong. And if I am given the next 8 or so years, that is my declaration. For my 80th, I consistently and constantly declared I would be slim, smart, sharp and sprightly. Arriving at that goal successfully, I'm now looking towards the next decade. And I decided that I needed another attribute. I needed to be physically strong if I'm to finish well and do everything he asks of me. So I'm declaring it. So question, what are you declaring over your life right now at whatever age you happen to be? Words are powerful. If you don't believe me, take a look in Genesis sometime, or even this, Hebrews 1:1-4. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Spoke, spoken, powerful word. It's all about what comes out of your mouth, that thing under your nose. It's the key to your consistency, consecration and conclusion, the key to finishing strong. You are declaring something over yourself every single day. God forbid it's I'm sick and tired, but it could be. And what you declare, you will become. God himself uses declaration and proclamation to make his will known in the earth. We do it when we say the Lord's Prayer. Remember how we picked that apart a short while ago. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Whoops. we may just have tripped over another C word, contradiction. There's a contradiction between what you're saying right now and what you've declared maybe for many years when you've repeated the disciples' prayer. You've been declaring his kingdom over your life, and that was good, but you're nullifying it with your words at the same time. And the government will be on his shoulders. Time for a rethink again? Looks like it from where I stand, beloved. It looks like it.